The U.S. government announced today it's easing travel restrictions to Cuba, allowing for easier trade between the countries. Individuals will now be allowed to go to Cuba rather than having to be part of a group to enter the country. Other changes include allowing Cubans to do business through American financial institutions. Last week, Flake spoke on the Senate floor, supporting the ongoing movement to restore diplomatic relations between countries.
I've always believed that denying Americans the ability to travel to and trade with Cuba has done more to extend dictatorial rule on that island than any other policy we could have adopted.
Flake will join President Obama when he travels to Cuba next week. It'll be the senator's 12th trip to the island and the first by a sitting U.S. president since 1928. For Arizona Public Radio, I'm Aaron Granillo in Flagstaff.